NPR.
Maybe the hottest, fieriest economics debate that's been happening recently has been this idea of corporate greed. Some unorthodox economists and many commentators have been saying that there is a clear villain in all this inflation drama: corporations. Meanwhile, traditional economists talk about recent inflation being caused by other forces, demand and supply. And this debate matters because it suggests different ways that policymakers should respond to inflation. Like, if it's all greedy corporations, then maybe we want to consider price controls. Or if it's too much demand, then lifting interest rates should be the trick to rein back all of that consumer spending. And some economists have tried testing these two hypotheses to see which is true. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Darian Woods. Today, the Consumer Price Index inflation numbers for May came out. Prices are now 4% higher than a year ago. Now, that is heading in the right direction, but it is still way higher than the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. So what better time to look at the evidence on greedflation? Today on the show, an economist who ran the numbers on corporate greed. Did it support greedflation? Did it not? Well, you'll have to find out after the break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. Take control of your financial future with E-Trade. No matter what kind of investor you are, their tools and resources can help you be ready for what's next. Now, when you open an account, you can get up to $1,000 with a qualifying deposit. Terms apply. Learn more at etrade.com/NPR. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley. This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy: family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy.
Chris Conlon is by no means a big business sycophant. He never set out to give corporations a pass.
I'm very prone to think firms are colluding and doing all kinds of things they shouldn't be doing. A lot of my work is trying to figure out, like, can we use data to figure out when firms are trying to do terrible things to rip off consumers?
Chris is an economics professor at New York University. He studies how businesses make decisions, like pricing their products and competing with other companies. And earlier this year in New Orleans, at the big annual economics conference, Chris was tapped by somebody at the American Economic Association. They really wanted to get to the bottom of this whole greedflation thing.
Basically, someone came up to us and said, hey, can you tell us something about what's happening with rising markups and what it meant, you know, in the last few years?
So Chris and his co-authors set out to answer this question. If you've got prices rising higher in a given industry, does that correlate with corporations raising their markups? In other words, is higher inflation linked to higher profit margins? Now, it's worth noting here that correlation doesn't necessarily mean causation. It just means linked. But it's an important first step to have. So Chris and his co-authors built on a data set that estimated the markups for over 6,000 publicly traded companies over the last several decades. And then they zoomed in on around the recent inflation episode. And they built a chart, a scatter plot, you know, one of those charts with a lot of dots on it, showing the connection between two variables.
And we found that there really wasn't much correlation.
Huh, not much correlation.
No, like in the industries where prices were going up the most quickly, we weren't seeing larger estimated markups. It's a correlation that's pretty much zero, like just a perfect scatter plot.
Were they kind of what you expected or what?
Yeah, I think, you know, while we might have been skeptical that sort of rising profits were driving inflation, we expected to see, at least in some industries or some sectors, like at least some correlation between the people who were increasing profit margins and the places that prices seemed to be going up the fastest. And we were kind of surprised when we just found almost no correlation whatsoever.
I mean, what did you do? Did you email each other? Did you try to run the numbers again? I mean, what happened?
Oh, yeah. We ran the numbers so many times. And it was like, well, is there an outlier? Did we merge something together wrong? Did we make a mistake? We went through every possible thing of like, well, certainly we should have seen something. Like, you should never see a correlation of 0.00. We thought it would be more than that.
Wow, because if anybody has done anything with statistics, they know that you can get all kinds of accidental correlations that are not really reflective of reality. But to have a correlation of 0.00 is almost amazing in how uncorrelated it is.
Yeah.
So prices have gone up around the economy, more in some industries, less in others. Some companies got more profitable, some got less profitable. Just because cornflakes or Cheerios went up in price didn't mean that Kellogg's or General Mills were necessarily more profitable. Chris and his co-authors published their findings in the American Economic Association's Papers and Proceedings last month. Now, there is an asterisk here, a subtlety around the middle of 2021 and 2022.
What we did see in 2021 was we did see a bump in profits across the board of sort of all, when you look at all corporations taken together. And we certainly saw inflation in 2021. What we also see now today, when you look kind of more recently, is if you continue on to 2022 and 2023, you know, it looks like the last three quarters, corporate profits are in decline. And so corporate profits peaked probably around this time last year in 2022. Now, if you've been paying attention to inflation, inflation is still pretty high. It's still sort of unacceptably high for the Federal Reserve.
It's much higher than the target of 2%.
Way higher than the target of 2%. And so, you know, the idea that kind of are these higher profits causing inflation? We know they both went up in 2021, but in 2022 and 2023, it looks like they've started to decouple.
Right. I mean, there was some windfall gains. That's absolutely true in 2021, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we all sat home in 2020. We saved up a bunch of money because we weren't going to bars and restaurants and going on vacation. You can see the savings rates went way up in 2020 during the lockdowns. The stimulus checks and the extended unemployment, those helped a lot of people. But it also meant people had a lot of money to spend when things reopened. But then people went out in 2021. Everybody wanted to get a car. And everybody, you know, sat at home for a year and wanted to renovate their kitchen and buy a new fridge and new appliances. And, you know, factories had not kept up during 2020 because they were closed. You know, supply is short, demand is high, and we know inflation is coming. And if you're a firm and you know inflation is coming, you want to raise your prices sooner rather than later. Because if you raise your prices sooner, you can make a quick buck. And if you wait too long, if you wait for your costs to go up, right, now you're going to be the one firm that's, you know, that's reporting, you know, why are your earnings so bad? Everybody else made a ton of money. And the answer is, well, we were kind of slow to react. That's the last thing you want to say as a CEO. So once you think the inflation party has started, you kind of want to get to the front of the line. And that's what we saw. But then we saw the costs start to catch up in 2022 and 2023. And profits have been declining since about June of last year.
What about companies' earnings calls? So we've spoken to the economist Isabella Weber, who's been listening to a lot of these earnings calls. And in these, the CEOs say things like, we're putting our prices up, but our market share remains the same. What do you think when you hear comments like this in companies' earnings calls?
I think if you listen to enough earnings calls, you hear stuff like this all the time.
Right.
And so you always have to take these like earnings calls with a grain of salt, and they all kind of at some point sound like one another. They have sort of the good quarter script and the bad quarter script. So in 2021, everybody was giving their good quarter script. You know, everybody looks like a genius CEO when demand is solid.
I want to read some comments from the president of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, from earlier this month. She said that some sectors have taken advantage to push costs through entirely without squeezing on margins, and for some of them to push prices higher than just the cost push. What do you make of this quote?
Yeah, I think the idea that, you know, the only reason prices can go up is because costs went up, and prices should go up only one for one with costs and not more than one for one. I don't think there's any reason, either in theory or in practice, why that's the right thing to expect to see. Why would prices also go up more than cost increases? Well, there's an obvious explanation. That explanation is demand also went up.
But that implicates you and me.
Yeah, I don't want us to be the villains either. You know, And it's going to be no fun when the Fed takes the punch bowl away from our party and continues to raise rates. You know, I'd like to go out and get a mortgage and buy a car and do all sorts of things that would be way more fun with low interest rates.
Chris Conlon, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thanks for having me.
This episode was produced by Julia Ritchie with engineering by Catherine Silva. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Viet Le is our senior producer, and Kate Kincannon edits the show. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Charles Schwab with its original podcast, On Investing. Each week, hosts Lizanne Saunders, Schwab's chief investment strategist, and Kathy Jones, Schwab's chief fixed income strategist, along with their guests, analyze economic developments and bring context to conversations around stocks, fixed income, the economy, and more. Download the latest episode and subscribe at schwab.com/oninvesting or wherever you get your podcasts. This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.